Well, hello there, everyone. Happy Friday. It's Kristen Rodriguez here with the Health Plan Alliance, and welcome everybody to today's call. This is our Medicare Advantage peer group call, and today will be a mix. We'll do some housekeeping items at the top of the call and work on some parameters for moving forward and really setting up our standing series. And then with whatever time we have left, we can just open it up and see if anyone has any general questions for the group and take advantage of the time that we have together today. A couple of housekeeping items before we get going. We do have an intimate group today, and I do expect a few more people to dial in the next few moments. But because it is an intimate group and because this is a value call and not a formal presentation, I've not placed anyone on mute. So for those of you who are typing quietly in the background, I can hear you typing quietly in the background. So you just want to be mindful of that, that if you're not actively speaking, I suggest that you use your mute button there the good old-fashioned way, really generously, and that way we can keep a nice, clean audio call and minimize background conversations and things like that when folks aren't engaging directly with the group here. For those of you who are on the visual, I know we have a few people who are looking at the screen there. We just have the housekeeping slide up for now. In a few moments here, I'll actually begin sharing my screen because one of the things that we have on the docket today is to revisit the charter that I circulated to this group and asked for feedback on. And so I will project that up from my screen, and I will also be asking for volunteers to serve as host plans in our 2018 call series. And so I'll just be typing that live into my document. So if anyone is really excited about the idea of watching me type, you are welcome to look at the visual and join us on the visual. But if you are just listening to the audio, that's completely fine. You're not really missing anything that's magical or amazing, just me typing on the screen. So other than that, there's not really a lot of other housekeeping items. Again, very open call. You can feel free to speak up anytime. It is a discussion, not a presentation. And again, we're just going to all try to be really mindful of those mute buttons. One other just really important note is please do not place us on hold. If you do place us on hold, your hold music comes out and we get to hear all about your health plan and probably that it's open enrollments and a lot of other things that are very interesting but not very valuable for this call. So if you do need to step away, just place us on mute. Nobody will be the wiser. And I'll hopefully not have to police anyone's line if they do place us on hold. So give me a moment here. I'm going to go ahead and project my screen now. It's very exciting. All right. So hopefully everyone is seeing a list with 2018 value call schedule and some highlighted yellow. Can anyone give me a thumbs up, an audio thumbs up or thumbs down? Anybody? Is anyone seeing anything?
My screen is gray.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything either. No, gray.
There we go. All right. Let's see what we can do here. Tun, 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 tun. All right, let's just do this. Thank you. Let's see what we see now. Oh, my.
That's better.
Oh, good. Are we seeing my the logo, the Health Plan Alliance logo in a Word document?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, great. Glorious. All right, and I did note that we actually just had a bunch of other people hop on the line just a few seconds there. So let me go ahead and kind of restart here once more. So again, this is Kristen Rodriguez with the Health Plan Alliance, and this is our Medicare Advantage peer group call. And right off the top, want to remind everybody, because we're already catching some background noise, that I have not placed your lines on mute. So if you are not on mute yourself, if everyone can go ahead and find that mute button and hit that mute button. Let me give everyone a second to find that because we're getting a lot of background noise.
Welcome.
All right. Marina, I went ahead and muted you because yours was kind of the crazy one on background noise. But if you need any help, you can chat me, and I can help you that way. So what we're doing today. Today is hopefully our last kind of housekeeping call for this group, and then hopefully after today we'll be able to really just roll up our sleeves and dive into the content. So for those of you who maybe this may be your first time on this call and you may be kind of wondering what it is that you're listening to here, the Medicare Advantage peer group is one that has been working really collaboratively together since 2014 when the Alliance launched the Medicare Advantage Collaborative. We call it the MAC for short. And that really was this very focused series of content that was member-driven, and we did together somewhere between 30 to 40 webinars a year for 3 years in a row. We did multiple value visits of different lengths across the country over those numbers of years. And then in 2017, we kind of embedded the Medicare Advantage programming back into the general programming that the Alliance does globally. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, that we're going to do less programming or that we're not going to continue to maintain all of the resources for you all, but just that we're doing it in a slightly different format. And this year, we did our value visit in Madison, Wisconsin over the summer. And during that time together, a number of this peer groups of folks who are Medicare Advantage program managers or have a lot of responsibility for the Medicare Advantage product or STARS or other related areas approached me and asked me if we could have a standing call where this group can come together virtually and really get to know one another, continue to grow those relationships, and to be able to just pull one another whenever you guys need support. And use that to complement some of the more traditional programming that we will continue to offer, things like virtual presentations, benchmarking, and in-person value visits and the like. So what we're doing today is to talk a little bit about this proposed charter that I had shared with the group a number of weeks ago. And if you didn't get a chance to look at that charter, I encourage you to head over to the website and go to the calendar. If you go to today's event, so today's date is October 13th, it's Friday the 13th. I did not do that on purpose, but how awesome is that? The charter is linked to the event page, and so you can actually follow along there. But basically, this is what we're working on, is establishing the rules of the road so that we all understand the parameters for this peer group and what it is that the Alliance is going to commit to providing, and then what we kind of need back from you, right, to make it really worthwhile. And so a certain amount of engagement is definitely needed. So I'm not going to read through this document because everyone here can pull it down. But so just the highlights are in these bullets here on my screen, which I am going to make an awful lot bigger. I did that for you, Sarah. I did that for you. So we have a proposed framework here that I've put out for the group. So one is that we can build a discussion forum area that can be kind of curated just for this group. So for those of you who are already very active on the discussion forums, I'm going to pop over to that screen really quickly. We have our discussion forum dashboard, which right now has a general member forum, which is where this group posts right now. And then we also have some private groups, and we have some publicly available groups. One of those is the Alliance Coding Work Group. So what I'm proposing is that we'll set up a similar group like that. It'll be something like Medicare Advantage Work Group. Not exclusive by any means, and certainly not exclusive by job title or anything like that. The idea is that any thread that's just really about that Medicare Advantage product, we can kind of curate those together visually so that when you're looking for threads, it's a little bit easier for you to get to them. And then when you want to post new threads, if we go over to the post a new thread, you would actually have – if I can get there, you would actually have an option to select that category, right? So you would have a Medicare Advantage group in this list of options. And the idea is that, again, it curates it. It pulls it all together into one place for you. And then we can also build a page that curates your events, that curates your threads, and curates any resources that you guys share with one another onto one page. I'll show you one example of what I mean. I know I'm flying a little quickly, but I don't want to spend the whole time today just doing a website demo, so bear with me. So on my screen now is an example of what I mean when I say curate. So this, again, is a work group that we have in place right now for our risk adjustment group. They have their own little private section of the website, which is available to all members, but really designed for them. So the coding work group has a number of standing calls. So they do this exact format every month. They come together and they talk about risk adjustment to their heart's content. And then they also share a number of materials with one another, and we curate all of those for them. And then they have their discussion forum, which they can link to and get to very quickly. So when I talk about having that curated area, this is what I mean. So that's one element of the framework that the Alliance can do. And then, of course, we can do this. We can do these standing value calls. Now, the Alliance is proposing the second Friday of each month. And, you know, with a group this large, I don't pretend that there's any one day that's going to work for everybody. My main consideration when I choose Fridays is that most organizations don't tend to do a lot of meetings on Fridays. And so our hope is that we're not disrupting, you know, other operational meetings that you all are getting pulled into throughout the week. CMS doesn't usually do calls on Fridays. And so we want to avoid, you know, a CMS call that you all need to be on. So that's why we were proposing Fridays. And I picked the second Friday of the month because the fourth Friday of the month is already taken. So that was pretty much the logic behind that. I didn't get any strong feedback either way from anyone via email. No one expressed to me that that was absolutely a deal breaker. If that is for anyone on the phone and you really want to make a case for it, please feel free to do that and we can talk about it. But for now, that's what I'm working with. Let me pause there and see if there's any feedback on that point. Okay, silence means that I get to have my way. No, somebody want to talk up? Yep, does anybody want
to
talk?
No, I just, no, hi, Kristen, it's Jackie. I was just, it's fine for me.
Thanks, Jackie.
You bet. I know
it's definitely
awful
hard.
I know it's awful talking and you don't get a response, so.
Aw, thank you. Thank you. So for these calls, we'll do 60 minutes. We can always extend those to 90 if the group starts to feel like every single time, you know, we're running out of time. But we'll start with 60. We'll see how that feels for everyone. So what I've done with that in mind is I've actually started laying out some dates. So the Alliance has already laid out the dates in 2018. Where we have the second Friday of the month available. There are a few months where the Alliance is hosting value visits that week, and so our entire staff is going to be on site, you know, running a value visit. So there are a few months out of the year that we're going to skip. I think there's three out of the whole year that we have to skip. So, but we have nine standing calls already tentatively scheduled for 2018, which I can begin getting registration up for all of you in the coming weeks and continue to communicate those for you. But that gets us into the really important part, which is what the heck are we going to do during those calls? So one piece of this charter that I did get really strong feedback about, less so than the scheduling, was the formatting. So just having an open call where we just get on the phone and we don't really know what's going to happen, that did not appeal to the majority of members. So I got a lot of great ideas and suggestions on ways that we can kind of map out topics. So this is what I'm suggesting, kind of synthesizing all of those different ideas, and this is where I really actually would like a lot of feedback from folks on the phone. So just saying that right up front, I definitely want to hear what people think about this proposal. And then ultimately the punchline is I need some people to volunteer. So that's the punchline. So if you don't want to volunteer, you know, you might want to like hide or something so I can't see you on the line, because I can see all of you on the line right now. So everyone can like hide behind Jackie or something. So what we're proposing in terms of the format is that for these calls, I'm going to actually scroll down to the list here. So for these tentative dates that we have here, that we would have a plan, volunteer to be the host plan. So Caleb, I'm just going to pick on you because I know that you won't mind that I'm picking on you. So let's say that Caleb volunteers to have Select Health be the host plan on January 12th. So what that doesn't mean, that does not mean that Caleb's going to do a formal presentation and we're all going to sit back and watch him go through a slide deck. What it does mean is that Caleb is basically on the hook to be the moderator, so to speak, of that call and to partner with me to really proactively think of, okay, what topics are really timely right now. Caleb runs the Medicare Advantage program for Select Health. So, you know, like all of you, he's got his hands in all of the timely elements that happen with that product throughout the year, right? So it might be focused on, you know, preparing your bid. It might be focused on, you know, doing product design. It might be still focused on finalizing marketing materials, timeline for development. There's all a slew of things that happen during the month of January that are really top of mind. It might be member welcome kits. It could be any number of things. But Caleb and I will brainstorm topics, and we'll also make use of the discussion forum. And we can post a thread out, say, you know, the end of December. And we can say, hey, everybody, don't forget, on January 12th, there's going to be a call. Does anybody have any topics that are really timely for them that they would really value, you know, asking their peers for input or ideas? And it can be any number of things, from vendor suggestions all the way through, you know, hey, I'm having a hard time with this. Who can help me out? But we'll establish a theme for the call, something that's in that time frame that will matter to everybody. And then we'll communicate that out in advance of the call. So I'm imagining that we would communicate that out no later than like 2 weeks prior to the call date. So in this case, it'd be, you know, this like right when we get back from the New Year holiday. And that way folks know what to expect for that call. And that way they can decide, you know, is that a good use of my time? You know, is that something that I'm responsible for? Or is there another colleague of mine that really owns that and I want to pull them in on the call, right? If the call is going to be focused on marketing materials, let me see if anybody from my marketing group wants to join me on the call. And that way they get the value. If it's focused on stars, let me pull in my stars leaders. So the idea is a couple things. One, that we would have a host plan that's really helping formulate that theme and moderating discussions. That way you guys don't have to listen to me talk all the time. Two, that we're communicating that theme out prior to the call so that folks are aware and can plan ahead. And three, so that we have a frame for the discussion, so that way we're not kind of all staring at each other, so to speak, for an hour, that we can merely make the most of that hour. So that's the idea that I've kind of articulated in this charter based on the feedback that I received from a number of members. But that does not have to be the be-all, end-all. If other folks have a different idea, I'm absolutely open to that. So let me open it up now and get some reactions, and let's see where we end up.
This is Caleb. I love it, and I will definitely volunteer and take my turn.
Thank you, Caleb. That's fantastic.
This is Amy from House of England. I second that. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you, Amy. Does anyone else on the call have any concerns about, like, using the discussion forum, for example? So imagine if, you know, if you got a discussion forum thread that was, like, you know, call for ideas and you saw that come across, would that resonate with you at all, or does that make you feel like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm going to get asked every month for topic ideas? I just want to be sure that that's not going to rub people the wrong way if they're getting that every month.
This is Sarah with
Crowd. Okay.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I was just going to ask to what degree, you know, a lot of the stuff is cyclical, and I wonder to what degree can we line up some of the topics we would anticipate wanting to cover and have them sort of on the docket to maybe just allow for more time to anticipate, you know, as folks who would need to bring in potentially other experts or kind of collect our thoughts around. I mean, I think there will still be things that come up that we don't anticipate, especially as we've seen, you know, some more changes in the programs, but I think there are some that we know are coming every year and that it would be useful to talk through every year. And for those, it may be useful to have some more slated topics or slated timing around those. Mm-hmm. And then while I have the floor, I would just call out for August and September from a call letter perspective, I think would be useful times to have a call. And I know you guys have a value visit and wonder if there was some alternative timing that we could find. Because I know this year we pulled together like a last-minute call to talk about some of those. So just something to point out.
I think those are some fantastic call-outs. Let me address the easiest one first, which is the last point you made about the call letters. So, yes, the month of August, we're actually that exact week, is the government program's value visit. So tentatively, I have to say that because Serenice is on the phone, tentatively, I'm smiling, Serenice. I hope you are too. So everybody get a pencil, not a pen. Get a pencil, not a pen. So pencil, August 6th through 10th, government programs value visit. It's a Monday through a Friday, y'all, but only two of those days are going to be Medicare Advantage. So we're going to slap together Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, duals, and exchanges all together for a week-long extravaganza in San Francisco. So that week, August 6th through 10th, government programs. And so that's why we're not doing this standing roundtable call on the second Friday of the month. But your point, Sarah, though, is well taken, which is that we know that there's things going on those months. So not to say that we're not going to have a Medicare Advantage, you know, call that month. Usually with the call letter, we usually have an external person, like someone from Epstein Becker Green or Gorman Health Group or Healthscape Advisors, you know, help us kind of synthesize the information as it's coming out. I'll certainly plan on doing those, but are you suggesting that you would like to have a roundtable call that's not with an outside speaker? So a value call, right, is usually like this format where we don't have a slide deck versus a presentation, right, where we have an outside speaker. Are you suggesting that you would like a value call, even though it's not on the second Friday?
I think for me personally, it would still be useful if other folks feel like they would also be engaged and participate around that. You know, I think that this year's call that Sarah was kind enough to pull together kind of last minute proved really productive for a lot of folks in kind of trying to gather their thoughts around some of the things that we weren't expecting in the call letter. So in the, the second plan preview.
Right.
So.
Right, yeah.
I don't know how other folks feel about that, or if this is something, if this is timing when you think would be useful. You know, August is our first plan preview, with September being the second plan preview.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, I misspoke. It's not the call letter. It's the plan preview period.
Yeah, I'm with you.
For our
I'm
STARS folks. Thank you.
No, it's all good. I think that I broke my document. No, I didn't. I'm fine. It's all good. I think it's a really valuable point. And I think, too, that when we talk about STARS, this is something Sarah Neese and I have been thinking about as well, which is – and sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. Sarah Neese, my colleague, is on the line as well from the Health Plan Alliance. I think everyone knows Sarah Neese, but I keep on saying her name. And just to be sure everyone knows, Sarah Neese is our Chief Operating Officer. And many of you met her in Wisconsin if you were at that value visit. So you can hear her chuckling at me in the background. So this is my colleague, Sarah Neese. So just to be sure everyone knows who I'm talking about, sorry about that. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are y'all? Go ahead, Kristen.
I think that that call, to be frank, I think I would probably pitch it to my good buddy here, Sarah Neese, because that one, we know that a much larger audience, right, our whole quality audience will want to be part of that call, not just our Medicare Advantage folks. And so I think I would probably ask Sarah to take the lead on that one versus me taking the lead on that one. But I think the important thing that you're calling out, Sarah, is that we don't want to miss the opportunity for things that are cyclical that we know are coming. Rather than making it a fire drill, let's just plan ahead for it. And I think that is a really great call out. And I would tend to agree with that sentiment, right, that there's certain things that we know we have to do every day and year, right? So we know, like, around April and May timeframe that there's going to be a call letter. We're going to have to talk about the rates and have a moment to cry about it maybe or maybe do a little cheer depending. And then we also know that, in the first part of the year, there's a number of – usually there's a lot of audit activity in the beginning part of the year. And then, of course, everyone's getting their bids together. And then right around the summertime, right, there's usually a big push for AEP, lots of sales pushes, things like that. Member welcome kits, there's some things that are evergreen, like we can start talking about member onboarding, the member experience there, et cetera. So we could certainly take a few moments as a group, or as much time as we need, I should say, as a group today to articulate, are there certain months where we know, we want to talk about this month for sure, and then if there's a plan that's really excited about that topic, then they can volunteer to be the host for that one. Does anybody have thoughts on that?
Kristen, while folks are thinking, one thought I have around, trying to integrate the quality and the STARS component with the MA group here, maybe there are a few specific times where we would want to broaden that and really do have a focused discussion on STARS, especially after the STAR ratings are released and we're, providing the group with our annual updates and that kind of thing in terms of our benchmarking survey. So, I don't know, it's just a thought if we want to identify a couple of those timeframes throughout the year to, do a focused discussion on STARS and broaden it out to the quality group also.
Yeah, I agree. And I think August and September were called out by Sarah, and I absolutely agree with those. Are there any other times of year? I know, like, HEDIS data becomes available in May. I don't know if that's a theme that this group is interested in digging into from an MA perspective specifically.
This is Caleb. I'm not as worried about that for this group because I think we do have other alliance resources available to us where we dive into those. Planning a call for them, like with the plan preview like you discussed, I think is a great idea. But I think you do have groups that program managers already are free to participate in that cover those topics.
Okay. Sorry, you caught me chewing on an apple chip at Caleb. Okay, yes. So this standing value call then maybe focused really in on kind of the operational components of running the MA product is what I'm hearing. I'm kind of putting words in your mouth a little bit, Caleb. Yes, no, baby?
Yeah, yes, but I think we should. I mean, I think any program manager should be very interested in those topics. I think that you already do a good job of providing a venue for those discussions. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Amy had a great idea on chat that maybe, like, in November, we could focus on a readiness checklist. Amy, do you want to add some color there?
Yeah, sure. I think CMS comes out. Should be anytime soon, kind of towards the end of November with their annual readiness checklist and all the things that we should be prepared to be able to have ready for January 1st. And I think maybe if we, you know, once we get that, if anybody's having any trouble with anything or any questions, we could maybe use some of that time to talk about those things on the checklist.
What do you guys think about that idea?
It would be a great standing topic. Every year, yep.
Okay. Amy, will you volunteer to host that one from Health in England?
Absolutely, sure.
Woohoo! Okay. Jackie, I'm going to call you out only because I know that you're going to know the answer. If we wanted to have some MA program readiness or some of the other really fun audits, what time of the year do you think is going to be the most valuable? You usually release their annual do's and don'ts, don't they, like in the latter half of the year?
Well, I can tell you that plans typically, they get their notices from the end of January right straight through the end of September. And I know that one year I had to miss the Medicare Advantage meeting because we were being audited. I know that happened this year to other Health Plan Alliance plans. And it just happens that that's what it is in the summer. And you know, the beauty of this is you can send somebody else to still focus on your audit, I guess, if you call that a beautiful thing. I think that perhaps I don't know that there's an absolute best time, but certainly if you want to pull together feedback from everybody who's been audited, if you do that in the fall through, I guess, December and early January, that's probably your time frame. Because once you start heading into the end of January, that's it. The other thing that's been, when we're mentioning audits, the other thing that I know that it's certainly a lot less of a frightening experience, you might say, from a program audit, but it is still an audit, and CMS does take it seriously, is the Office of Financial Management 1/3 audit. And, in fact, we just got our notice that we're being audited, and those are pretty regular, and I don't know what lessons can be learned from other plans on that, if any. So that may be a topic of conversation. I don't know what the appetite is for that. I know program audit gets all the attention, and rightly so, because it's a very heavy lift throughout the organization, and there's
always something to be improved upon, but OFM also happens, and it happens routinely, and it kind of flies under the radar.
Thanks, Jackie. It's a really good call out. What other people think about? We usually talk about audits, you know, throughout the year. We sprinkle them, but I've never done it, you know, with this level of mindfulness. So eager to hear if there's others that feel like a certain time of year you kind of have bandwidth and, you know, brain space that you actually could benefit from that discussion and take something away from it versus, you know, trying to squeeze it in at a time when your brain really isn't there.
Kristen, this is Sarah. I don't know how many of the folks on the line remember this, but it's been a number of years ago when we kind of focused in on audits and tried to get a handle on what audits plans had experienced within the last 6 months or so that we could do some best practice sharing and discussions around what folks might expect if they are going to be tagged for an upcoming audit. So I don't know if that might be a way to think about structuring, you know, some audit discussions. If we have plans that have experienced certain audits within the past, you know, 6 months or a year or something, identifying those plans and then, you know, matching folks up if they have an audit coming up with someone who's been through one. I don't know if that's a cause for a regular call or not, but it may be a way to get at that.
Sarah, this is Jackie, and just to kind of bounce off of that, I mean, I do think that this is something, I'm sure that there are plans on this call that believe they have it down for an audit, but I will freely throw out there that we constantly have questions about how to do things, how to improve it, what is CMS looking for. We had our program audit last year. We just finished up our IVA this year so that we are finally closed that. But you know what, they're going to come back, and they're going to focus on things that they found in previous audits. And I just think that we could learn an awful lot from each other by having those discussions, whether it's part of this group or even a sub-team, because there are plenty of people in my organization that I can think of that would want to be a part of any sort of subgroup that discusses issues and questions brought up during program audit.
Hi, this is Paula Davis with IU Health Plans, and I totally agree. We are right now in the throes of submitting our final caps and things as a result of a program audit. We just finished up Q2, end of Q2, beginning of Q2, sorry, our one-third financial audit. So we've been hit both this year. As a result of that, we've also instituted, I've left claims, I was director of claims for some time, and we've now created a Department of Program Integrity to do this very thing. How do we ensure that the findings that the conditions that we had as our program audit, how do we ensure that through all of our corrective action plans and so on and so forth, that we not only continue to monitor and make sure those are accurate short term, but, you know, long term as well, because I think you all can attest that many times the best laid plans somehow still fall through the, you know, through the cracks, and lo and behold, they come back and you're getting dinged again, you know, for the same thing or close to the same thing. So I agree, whether it's this forum or another forum, that I believe that we can really share and help each other tremendously with what CMS wants and how we interpret what they want, so on and so forth.
Thank you. I appreciate this insight a lot. So, and I'm also, I always marvel whenever I interact with folks that have responsibility for the MA product, how many different operational elements it really touches, right? When you get into, we can go all the way over to compliance, we can go all the way over to, you know, customer service, we can go, it's just phenomenal to me every time how broad, you know, the topics are. I'm kind of marveling at that as I listen to the group as well. So one of the things that I heard in terms of timing considerations are that sometime from fall through January at the latest is really the best time for this conversation, because that's maybe a little bit off cycle, so to speak, from the audits. So that's where we can kind of synthesize lessons learned, and we can do it before, you know, the excitement picks up again for the next year. So so December 14th that's listed here, right, this is December 14th, 2018. So this is a full year away. So knowing that it's a full year away, can I have a volunteer that might be willing to discuss a theme around, like, MA audit readiness, and we could tighten it up a little bit when we get closer? And then I can mention, I can also take a look at the 2017 calendar and see if I can also stand something up for us that's, you know, this December too.
Kristen, that was going to be my recommendation, that we not wait a full year to do that. This is Jackie, and I know you know your voice. You know my voice, but others.
I do know your voice.
They so do not know my voice. And I'd be happy to take that.
You'll take a 2017 one?
I will.
Oh,
I'm the one that brought it up.
That's fantastic. And then, and let's see, I apologize. I caught IU Health, and I'm so sorry. I my brain didn't catch your name when you gave it.
That's okay. It's Paula Davis.
Paula, thank you. I apologize.
Uh-huh.
I apologize,
no,
Paula.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But would you be willing to do December 2018, Paula?
Sure.
Yeah. IU Health. So MA audit readiness. And we can tighten it up when we get there. So, Jackie, I'll follow up with you about December 2017. We'll find a time that works for you when you're not going to Disney World.
I almost called you last time I was there. I thought you might have been there with me, but.
It, you know, Jackie
could have been
at Disney World for folks who don't know. All right, great. So, let's see. So, Caleb, I know you volunteered to host one. Do you have a preferred month and or preferred theme from Select Health?
I would really like to talk about bid strategy, not like working with your actuaries, but how do you decide what benefits to offer and what trade-offs to make, something along those lines. I'd like the group to help me with some decision-making is what I'm saying.
Yep. Would you like to do that in January or March or?
March. No, May's too late. April might be – actually, April – I don't know what timing other plans have, but for us, we're making hard decisions in April. March, we're getting a feel for it, but we don't have enough information from Milliman on which way things are going yet.
Okay. All right, I put you down for April, which is Friday the 13th also. We'll come full circle.
Does anyone think that's too late in the year to have a meaningful bid discussion?
I'm sorry, which month was it?
April 13th to talk about bid strategy.
I don't think that's too late.
I think specifically Caleb wants to know if he should pay for gym memberships or not.
I don't think it's
all right.
That topic has come up for you.
Yes, it's a good topic. It's a solid topic. And then Cheryl, I know you said that courts would be willing to host anything. Any particular theme that's exciting for you, or particular month that's exciting for you?
For me, something that's always exciting for me is, you know, the first part of the year we come up with our STAR initiatives to run us through 2018 and the start of 19. And we create, you know, probably like a top five initiatives based off of our STAR performance and just kind of going from there to find out, you know, similarities and differences and approaches that other people are going with. That's always helpful.
Cheryl, this is Sarah. I'm going to jump in because that's a STAR topic that I know that you guys have been, the quality group has been interested in also. You said the first of the year you do that, or what's the time frame for that?
Well, like right now, so
yeah.
Right now I'm finishing up with some NCQA stuff, and then probably in November I'm putting together proposals and then you know, January 1, we're already doing some of working with our providers and doing some of the things. So sooner than January, great. But I'm just looking at the schedule and it says January. So
sure. Well, the reason I'm throwing that out there, and Kristen, forgive me for jumping in, but we do have a quality peer group call scheduled already for December 6th without a topic. And that was one of the things I'm working on with the group to try to identify a topic that that group would like to discuss. So that may be something we could do on that December 6th call if you'd be interested in leading that discussion, Cheryl.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
And we can obviously include this group, Kristen.
Oh, thanks so much, Sarah.
No, I mean, that'd be a broader call. That'd be a broader call.
No, that's fantastic. I love that, and I'm glad that there's a date that works because it was obvious that January 12th was going to be too late. All right. So
I'll get with you outside of this call.
So so revisiting our little calendar here. So we have a couple months that still need a host. So for sure, I really do want, let's talk about January because that's the hard one, right? So it's October now, and so January 12th would be the first of the series in 2018, right after the holiday. So is anyone willing to be brave and volunteer to host January, and then maybe we can all brainstorm what topic we're all really excited about after coming back from the new year?
Hi, this is Marina from MetroPlus.
Hi, Marina.
I'm so sorry, I'm in between things, but if no one volunteered, I will volunteer for January for operational measures, which are within the organization, like compliance. That could be a topic that I'm willing to present on in January or lead.
Okay, great. Thank you for volunteering. Can you, just because I'm not sure I follow, when you say operational measures, do you mean just internal service agreements or do you mean from a compliance, like audit perspective?
So complaints, the beneficiary access measures, call center, appeals.
Oh, great. Okay.
I call them operational measures.
No, it makes sense. So STAR measures related to member experience. Yep. Does that sound good to everybody else, or is anybody shaking their head or nodding their head enthusiastically? Either way, feedback.
Yeah, this is Jackie. I think it's a good idea because, I mean, I think, and this is something I try to point out in my own organization, that, yeah, there's STAR measures, but they're also compliance measures. They're looking at your, CMS is looking at your appeal metrics. They're looking at your hold times. They're looking at your they're looking at your maximus overturns. They're looking at how many complaints you have and what they're for. Yes, they're critical, not just for STARS, but just even for your basic operations.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Marina, thank you. Okay. All right. And then we still need May, June, July, and October volunteers.
Hey,
do you want to align it?
Yeah. Chris, this is Jackie, and I'm not volunteering to lead it, but I already volunteered for that.
Yes. Yes, you did.
But I would love us to have a conversation about first-tier downstream-related entity oversight.
Mm. That's a good one. I'm not volunteering to lead either. This is Paula.
Okay.
I'm just concurring with her.
I concur, yes. No, it's great. I agree. I think vendor oversight is always hot. We actually had a great value visit that was on that topic, Jackie, and I can send you some presentations from it, but I do think that a roundtable call is always great.
I wish I could have been there, but I was doing my IVA.
I'm so sorry.
I closed out my program audit. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that you don't really get audited as much as you say you do. I wonder if it's just an excuse.
You're on to me, Kristen.
I'm teasing, Jackie. I'm teasing.
You're on to me.
All right. Is there anyone on the line that we haven't heard from yet that even if you don't want to volunteer, it's okay. I'm not going to make you volunteer for a call. I can go bug other people. But just, is there anyone on the call that hasn't had a chance to speak up yet or kind of validate or raise concerns about this approach? You know, of course, the whole point of this is to hopefully provide value for you every month. So if there's something about kind of the way we're going about it that isn't quite feeling right, this is a great time to raise, you know, other approaches or ideas to make it better.
This is Jamie Forrest from Health First Health Plans. I just wanted to volunteer for, we just recently started up a vendor management department in our organization, and I think I can voluntold the individuals between them and our compliance team to help facilitate the conversation around downstream entities.
That is great. I love the use of the word voluntold as a verb in a sentence. It's fantastic. And is there a preferred month?
What were the options? January, May?
May, June, July, or October of next year. lots of lead time.
I'll take October of next year because that will give us some more time to
sure.
develop our program, and I think we'll have more to facilitate then.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay, so
you
Jamie
voluntolding. You say voluntrapped.
Voluntrapped.
Yeah.
Nice.
You've been voluntrapped.
Nice.
I'll give them plenty of time to prepare.
Okay.
Just make sure this is Paula. So my December is of 18, right?
It is of 18.
Okay,
yes.
Sure.
I really
that down,
love.
I just want to make sure.
Yes. No, so far, Jackie stepped up to do a 2017, which means that for now she's gotten out of 2018. She's got a pass for today.
Yeah, and I think that I was going to do my audit stuff, but I might have hallucinated that.
No, you did not hallucinate it, and yeah, we're going to, you and I will take that offline, Jackie. But yeah, we'll do audit stuff this December, and then we'll do it again next December because Paula's going to do it next December. See?
Awesome. Thank you. And I'm sorry, Kristen, I've got to jump on a call, speaking of delegates, that I have to go manage. So thank you. I'm sorry.
Thanks for joining us, Jackie. So
thanks,
appreciate
take care.
It. All right. So we do still have 3 months available, so keeping that open. If there's anyone else on the line that hasn't had a chance yet to volunteer and you've been waiting for a lull in the conversation, you get engagement points when you volunteer to host a call, so that's exciting.
So it's Marina again from Metro Plus. Quick question
mm-hmm.
with all of this. I've noticed, and I believe you just spoke about it, but
sure.
I've noticed that there's a topic on medical coding on Health Alliance. Can we have something
mm-hmm.
like that, like a thread, where it would be Medicare, you know, information, and where we would post our possible discussions and so forth? Oh, you're showing it.
Yeah, absolutely, Marina. And, you know, and it's worth mentioning again, so it's completely great that you asked, and I know I was flying through screens really quickly earlier, but short answer is yes, that is our intention. So I'll be standing up a curated discussion forum area for Medicare Advantage. So we have a general member forum, and then we have a few groups. I'm going to scroll down to the Alliance Coding Work Group because that's the one that you saw. So the Alliance Coding Work Group, they have a curated area, but it's important to note, right, it's not a private group. Every member can see and observe the threads, and that's
mm-hmm.
definitely, you know, a benefit because there's lots of stakeholders in risk adjustment, and there's lots of stakeholders in Medicare Advantage as well. But the idea is just that it makes it a little bit easier to find the threads. And so as you all are interacting with one another and the number of threads related to Medicare Advantage grows, they're all pulled together in one group for you. So we'll be building one for you guys as well. And, in fact, I'll build you your own page. So we have a private portal section, and the coding work group has a page, and this is basically what your page is going to look like. So it'll say
Perfect.
Something like Alliance Medicare Advantage Work Group. We'll have all of these calls that we're working on that Word document
mm-hmm.
right now. We'll have them all listed here for you all. And then we'll have this discussion forum thread here, and then any materials that are related to the calls or that you guys share with one another just more generally, right? We'll put them all here for you.
Now, I've noticed that when you were going through the pages, you have more work groups than I do. Is there, I only have.
Yes, because I'm an administrator. I'm so sorry. I know. Sometimes I hate showing my screen sometimes. No, it's a great question. Sometimes my screen is just really misleading, so I apologize for that. Usually I try to masquerade, you know, as a different user, so that way it's not quite so overwhelming. But, yeah, I'm an administrator for the Alliance's infrastructure, so I see everything.
Got it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, it's totally. Yeah, I know. Me too. It's totally fine. So let me pull back up this list. Let's see. Somebody has another topic idea. Let me read. The Medicare Diabetes Prevention Education Benefits. Is that a topic that's of interest to others in the group?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Sarah, is that one the quality group's already doing or not yet? Or do you know?
I don't know yet. I mean, I'm sure it's something they'll be interested in. So, but
gotcha. Okay, so that definitely be one. I'm sorry, I keep talking over. Is it Marina? Am I talking over you?
Yes, it's me. I believe Health Alliance had one in the past.
We did.
Yeah, but I think I think we should have one because I think organization-wide or healthcare-wide, everyone's having an issue with the diabetes program. So if there could be a call as soon as possible, because CMS is requesting that Medicare health plans provide it to the members in January of 2018.
So it's a hot topic. Okay.
Does anyone disagree with me?
No, this is Amy. I don't necessarily disagree. From my understanding, the latest is that around November 1st, they're coming out with the final guidelines. And then starting January 1st, individuals or whoever can start applying, and then they're pushing back the date until April 1st of 2018. That was last that I heard.
Wow.
Where
did you hear that? Just so I could present.
I heard it on a CMS call, and I think it's also on, if you look on like the CMS Innovation website for the diabetes prevention, there's some information on there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So this is Caleb. I agree with all of that, but I thought there was also a section that said they can still render services as of January 1st. They just can't bill for them until April 1st.
I had not heard that piece.
And it could have been a creative interpretation on my part, but I thought that's what it said.
I think this should be a hot topic that should be discussed prior to January 1st, if possible.
Yeah. Everything is up in the air until November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's great. This is really helpful. And, you know, it just so happens that Sarah Neese had dinner with somebody that I think may be able to help us. Hint, hint, Sarah Neese. So maybe we can get a call scheduled in November. You and I can take that offline and see what we can do. What do you think?
I think that would be beautiful.
Fantastic. No, this is great. We'll take that offline to see what we can get on the calendar prior to the end of the year. And then of course, you know, I hear that there's some questions about the particulars. So, you know, that's a great discussion forum tool as well, right? You guys don't have to wait for our calls. Of course, we will work on one, but don't forget that discussion forum. At any point, you can always put a question out there to ask, you know, this is how we understood it. Is that how other people understood it? And that way you can kind of get that validation. And folks are really generous, as you guys know, with sharing that validation. So, so let me go ahead and start kind of wrapping up the call a little bit. If there's anyone that's still been kind of waiting to raise your hand to volunteer, or if you have other topic ideas, definitely cut in and interrupt me because that's way more important than my housekeeping. And a few folks have been chatting ideas to me, and that's a great way, too. If you don't want to interrupt or stop the call but you just want to get your ideas off there, then you can chat them to me as well. So what will happen next here is I'm going to take the ones that have been confirmed with a host, and I'll follow up with each of you offline and just get that triple confirmed, right, make sure that date actually works, give you a chance to check your calendar and talk to other stakeholders, that kind of thing. And then once we're really confident that that's indeed confirmed, then we'll get the events actually built, get them up on the member calendar, and that way folks can start, you know, blocking the dates. And I do think it was Sarah that had suggested, you know, that we try to kind of plan ahead where we can because things can be cyclical. I think that was a great suggestion and, you know, already half-filled our calendar, which is wonderful and takes a lot of uncertainty out of the mix. And then I can also, I'll follow up with the broader peer group. We had a number of people who registered today but who weren't able to join us. So I'll be recapping the conversation in an email and then also noting that we do still have a few months where we need volunteer plans to host. And so I'll be soliciting for volunteers that way. And my goal ultimately, right, is that we have a different plan, you know, every month. So that way we get lots of different perspectives to the table. So I'll be doing all of that work over the coming weeks. And then you'll also see that Medicare Advantage working group section will be stood up. We'll get that done in the coming weeks as well. And then finally, this is related to what we've been working on here, since we're already kind of thinking toward 2018 programming. In addition to these virtual meetings that we'll be putting together that are value calls, again, you know, not formal presentations, there'll be open discussions around these selected topics. We'll also have, you know, other calls that are more formal presentations. I know I've been working with Milliman about doing some calls in the beginning of the year that are focused on AGWIP and focused on like MA cost and things like that. Those things came up in Madison. And then we'll also be working on our in-person value visits. I told you guys the dates, so definitely mark those in pencil. And as soon as we get a hotel confirmed, we will open that up for registration and confirm for everyone. But right now we're targeting August 6th through 10th, so please do. Please do definitely mark those dates. And we also have a program focused on risk adjustment and quality. So this year we're actually going to co-locate the risk adjustment value visit with the quality value visit, and we're going to talk a lot about HEDIS data. That one we're targeting May. Let me see if I can pull those dates out. May 16th through 18th. So I know we have a number of folks on the line that are focused on risk adjustment and or quality. So May 16th through 18th is the target dates for that one, and that's going to be in Columbus, Ohio. So that'll be a really great meeting that'll be all about like data-driven awesomeness, which is where we're all headed, so that's pretty good stuff. So lots of recaps from me coming, and that 2018 calendar that I've been kind of spitting dates out at all of you, the Alliance is going to be emailing. I think members are going to get it as early as next Tuesday. So that PDF of all of the value visits that we're planning for 2018 will be pushed out to all of you via email and will be available on our website in just a couple days here. So definitely keep your eyes out for that. You know, print that guy out, put it on your wall next to your desk, and save the dates to the value visits that are on the themes that you care about. And we'll look forward to seeing you all in person as well as interacting with you all virtually. And, Thomas, I did see your note. I appreciate that. I'll follow up with you offline. I think that would be a great one. Thomas suggested wraps and encounter submissions. I think that's a really good idea. Any other questions or thoughts from the group before we adjourn for the day?
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. All right. Well, then everybody have a fantastic weekend. The next time we do a roundtable, everybody drink more coffee. I need you guys charged, right? More coffee, more tea. And I'll see you all again very soon at an upcoming call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so
much. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.